B-Pod Studios.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
And now it is time for us to span the globe, maybe on a jet plane, maybe on a space shuttle, I don't know, a rocket, as we go with what's brewing with Jet.
Well, today we're talking food.
All right.
All stories about food.
Food.
Which I enjoy. So, Chipotle, have you ever gone to a Chipotle and asked for a water cup?
Yes.
The white water cup?
Yes.
You're only supposed to put water in it.
Yes.
Many people put lemonade in it.
Yes.
And you've done this, Hunter?
Mr. Pibb, continue.
I used to put Sprite in the cups at the
courtesy cups. So it looks like water.
I used to do that at Taco Bell back in the day.
I think I did it at Taco Bell, too. Well, Chipotle is now leaning into people not putting water in the water cups, and they've released a lemonade-scented candle in a little water cup that says Chipotle on the side. Because I guess they assume that most people put lemonade in it. I would put Sprite. I would figure that one.
I was always Sprite.
Yeah, it looks most like water. But it obviously, it smells like lemonade. You can order them for a limited time only, and it comes with a promo code for a free lemonade at Chipotle.
How about that? See, Chipotle is one of those establishments that you know, they screw you over all the time. They make horrible bowls. They don't put as much as you would want. But I'm always there. They have me exactly where they want me.
Well,
no matter what they do, they can have all sorts of stuff in their food that causes problems. I'm there the next day.
Who's getting water at Chipotle?
Well, nobody. That's
because they don't want to pay for the actual drink. So they ask for the water cup that's free, and then
I get the point of it. I just come on.
Well, I'm
saying some broke college kids.
All I'm saying is that you know, you've won many battles there, Hunter. You, Ricky, and Jen, you weren't around for this, but there was a steel cage match between Chipotle Hunter and Qdoba Pat Egan.
That's right.
There was a steel cage. And Pat Egan will fight.
He
someone.
Will die on that
he
hill.
He's a mean little man.
Yes.
He is.
He was ready to kill Hunter over Qdoba versus Chipotle.
He will die on that hill.
Oh, it's a thing. It's people out there, it's a thing. And it turned into something.
It was good radio on a Saturday.
It was good radio, but goodness gracious, Pat.
You know what?
All you need is an ice cream cone and say, here, Pat. He'll be there in a second.
He loves his sweets, though. He does. He loves his candy. It's funny because the last time I went to Chipotle, it was a perfect size, you know, whatever. It was perfect size. I wanted more, but I was like, okay, well, this is all I'm getting today. All right. Last night, Hunter, I'm telling you the truth. I was on TikTok just scrolling. A lady went to Chipotle, got almost the same order that I usually get. It was mounding over the top. I'm not lying. It was so big. She was like, I can't even stir this up. It's going to go all over my car. She had to get a second container.
I love that.
I'm like, where is this?
Too much food.
You have to play, lady. For too much food.
I'm with you, Ricky.
You have to stare at them when they scoop.
Right.
Let them know. I'm not playing games. Excuse me. I need another scoop, please.
Do you say that?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? More chicken.
Okay.
But I always go double chicken, and then I'm like, well, that's one and a half. I said double.
Well, they're doing it right in front of you so they can't spit in your food.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm not yelling at food servers.
It's not a yell. It's just
a stern
voice.
I haven't eaten
meat
in 9 years.
Can you see some guy with his headband on and ponytail?
It's a man bun. It's a man. It's a man bun.
I don't know if it is.
All right, whatever. You're bun of the man.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Let's go on to Doritos, one of my favorites. You can now buy ketchup and mustard Doritos.
Gross.
They're not in the same bag. It's a ketchup flavor, and then there's a mustard flavor as well. Gross, Ricky?
I think I could do the mustard. Yeah, I don't know about the ketchup.
I agree. I can do the mustard.
Really?
I'm not going to even try the ketchup.
All right. Well, they're a limited edition. You can only get them at snacks.com for right now. Evidently, these are big flavors across the pond, and so they're trying them out here on American soil. It is spicy mustard.
That's a real website?
Like the
snacks.com. Yeah, I'd never heard of the website either.
It's definitely true. I've heard this, too. But the one thing about the ketchup one, wouldn't that just be kind of like dipping a chip in salsa?
Well, I really enjoy a plain potato chip dipped in ketchup.
Yuck.
Really? So I think I might really enjoy those.
Well, I guess French fries and ketchup are fine.
Right.
My father,
I guess this is a corn chip.
Anyway, I'm gonna order these for the show if I can get them.
Oh, all right. See, we're going to get all kinds of food here.
That is correct.
Yeah, because on Thursday.
I did see something on Twitter.
Yes, so Thursday, Ricky's going to have Spam for the first time.
Yes, I am.
You are. I'm so excited. And Pickle Pops.
We'll get the pickle pops.
Oh, pickle pops too. I put those in the freezer.
Tell me if this is a violation. My father the other day went with the chicken and peach fries, right?
Yeah.
And he, instead of the cheese, used ketchup.
That's a violation.
Huge violation. Yeah.
It's a violation. It's a violation.
No comment.
Okay. What do you mean? You do the same.
No. Don't let him comment.
Ricky, no.
Ricky did the right thing. Ricky actually kind of isn't allowed to comment in a way. So, yeah, Ricky, you're doing the right thing.
Jed, what's next?
Yes.
All right, moving on. This made me very excited. I don't know if you've ever had a pretzel beer. It was a thing a couple years ago.
I have not.
It was a fall-inspired beer, like when the pumpkin beers come out. And there was one, I forget who made it. It was so good, and then it never came back again. I was always very disappointed. Well, Lancaster's Auntie Anne's and Philadelphia's Evil Genius Beer are coming together to make another pretzel beer, and I'm so excited about it. It's going to be delicious.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like it's a light beer that just has like a nutty kind of pretzel-y taste to it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm super excited. It's going to be called Is Butter a Carb? Evil Genius does some really creative names with their beers. So it's called Is Butter a Carb? It's a rich malt backbone balanced with a delicate hop character and a toasty flavor profile that's rounded out with pleasant salinity. So it's beer and pretzels. What's better than beer and pretzels?
I'll try that.
I think it's going to be great. I'm so excited about it.
Pretzel take. I've said this before, and I think it needs to be said again. The Auntie Anne's pretzel.
Yeah.
Greater than the regular pretzel.
Soft pretzel.
The butter on it.
The Auntie Anne's pretzel.
Absolutely.
Is a glorious item.
Superior product.
I love the Philly soft pretzel. I'm not saying that against it. I want to make that clear. I'm saying that the Auntie Anne's pretzel is magic and love in a pretzel shape.
Yep.
It's something that, like, you know, some pretzels, they're there just to feed you. This pretzel, they take you home. They give you a little massage. They tuck you in.
Put you to bed.
Yeah, put you to bed. Make sure that the temperature's just so. If you need a warm, it just gives you that extra oomph. And there have been people such as Anthony Gargano, the weirdo, have hated on that pretzel. And that's a fine.
There is nothing wrong with that pretzel.
Yes. Also.
Delicious.
Yes. So. Yeah, we all like pretzels. We're on the same page here.
Yeah,
I would say that those are the best.
Auntie
with
Anne's.
The butter on it, there's nothing better.
Oh yeah,
nothing better.
I agree. Right. So you can get the beer today. Start in our area. It's not going to be all across the country. Only here in this area: Connecticut, Delaware, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, all that. I'm gonna go find some.
I'm not gonna see. That's the problem.
Yeah.
If you give it to me, like hand it to me, I would drink it.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to search it out. Are you going to search this out?
No, definitely not. But you're right. If it's standing in front of me, I'm going to put them back.
I didn't know it was coming out today. I was at the liquor store this morning. Darn it. Maybe I'll have to stop on my way home.
Yeah, then see the same people.
At the liquor store this morning.
Got a little intervention.
It was this morning. Yeah,
this morning.
My ShopRite is right next to the liquor store.
Oh, this morning.
So I had to run into ShopRite. I was like, oh, you know what? I need a bottle of wine for dinner.
So this morning.
It was about 9:30. Yeah.
So you're going to see the person who works there at 9:30 in the morning, and then after work, you're going to see them again, and they're going to wonder, what does she do?
It would be a different liquor store on my way home.
You wouldn't want them to see you twice in a day.
9:30 in the morning.
I mean, they opened at 9.
Well, thank you.
I wasn't drinking it this morning. I took it home for dinner tonight.
We have to take your word when you say that. You were at the liquor store.
I need a specific bottle of wine for what I'm making for dinner tonight. So
you went there for cooking wine.
It's regular wine, but yes, I'm using it for cooking.
There's cooking wine at that point. There's also throwing wine.
Well, I'm going to be drinking some of the wine as well while I cook.
Yeah, throwing wine so you can get somebody in the face real good.
Only you have that problem.
You get the throwing wine.
I'm not throwing wine on nobody.
All right. Well, thanks, Jen.
You're welcome.
Glorious West Brooks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.